Tonight we're taken into an upper room in Jerusalem. The Passover meal is being prepared. The lamb is roasted, the bread is baked, the cups are being poured, and yet we sense there's something's going on here that we can't define. Something eternal, perhaps, might be taking place. Luke tells us, "Then came the day of the unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed." These words kind of signaled a turning point in history. What had once been kind of a remembrance of salvation with the original exodus of the children of Israel, it's about to become something very different. It is salvation, as it was then, but in a different form than we've ever seen it before. Jesus says, "I earnestly desire to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer." Now that does not sound like a person that is going to be surprised by what happens. These are the words of the Lamb of God who knows exactly. He knows exactly what's coming at him. And you know what's so strange? He's walking right into it. And why? He's doing that for you and I. That's why he's doing it. Well, the first Passover meal that night was a night of judgment and mercy. The angel of death struck down the firstborn of every Egyptian home, but where the blood of the lamb was painted on the doorpost, if you recall, the angel passed over it. The lives in that home were spared. Now here's something interesting to think about. They were spared not because they were righteous people, but they were spared because blood had been shed in their place. So the old Passover pointed beyond itself to today. We sitting here, we're slaves, and you're going, "Well, I'm not a slave to an Egyptian." Well, what are we slaves to? Perhaps sin? Well, we certainly are slaves to death. I know that. And we're slaves at times to the devil. And we stand accused. Truly, we are accused. We who are baptized into Jesus' name, we're baptized, but you are still accused. I am accused. How many times have you heard, "Well, you're not half the father or mother you ought to be," or "You're not doing half the job that your counterpart can do." "Oh no, you failed again. You knew better than doing that." Well, that's Satan. And he whispers in your ear, and you go, "In my ear?" Yes, he whispers in your ear. He tries every day to talk to you. Not for that. God's commandment clearly told you not to do that. Your judgment is surely coming. He is not going to pass over you for that. What you have done. Don't you understand? The last thing our sin will permit is for us to be passed over. Left to ourselves, if it was up to us, the law, which is very clear, that judgment would not pass over any of us. Condemnation would fall squarely upon us. But Luke tells us, then came the day. And with that day, when it came, everything changed. Jesus gathered his disciples at this point for a Passover meal, and then he does something utterly different, strange. At this table, he does not recall redemption. At this moment in time, what he did, he created. I want to linger on that. He created your salvation. At the Passover meal, there were several, of course, cups of wine. And the third cup, as they call the redemption cup. And he says words never heard before. He said, this cup is poured out for you. It is the new covenant of my blood, something you're going to hear tonight. This wine is no longer just wine. It is now the way Christ gives his blood, God's blood, to you. He gives you this blood that tomorrow is going to be shed on a wooden cross on a hill called Golgotha for you. For you. Not just for your sins, but for the sins of the whole world. So it is here tonight that Jesus establishes a new Passover. Very different. One that does not fade, it doesn't fade away. One that does not need to be repeated. One that permanently passes God's people over from condemnation to forgiveness. For this gives you life. What you get at this table is life versus death. As our Lord says elsewhere in John, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but each of us have been passed over. He uses that term, passed from death to life. Against Jesus, sin, the world, the devil, Jesus has heard every accusation from Satan. How can you pass over those lowly people? So, in the greatest love the world has ever known, Jesus took your place that next evening. He permitted himself to be betrayed by Judas. He was arrested by a cruel mob. He was condemned by vicious rulers. And then he was taken out and he was crucified with the sins of the world. But before all that came tonight, Monday, Thursday, and this night, as he sat there at the table staring at his disciples, if you could imagine that, he knew that he was about to be abandoned. He knew he was going to suffer. He knew the cross awaited him. And then he decides to give the victory to his church. Now, the disciples at that table, mislead you. They were not worthy guests. They weren't special. Within hours, one would betray him, one would deny him, all the rest of them would run like jackrabbits. They're going to get out of there. And yet, he stayed with them and fed them his Lord's supper. And so he will feed us tonight. In spite of who we are or what we have done, he still loves you enough to to do this. We do not come to this table because we're strong. No, we're weak. We do not come because we're worthy. We're not worthy. In fact, we all are in need of mercy. This supper is not a reward for righteousness. It's medicine, honestly, for those of us who are sick. Even in his loneliness and in his anguish tonight, he gives this gracious command. Do this in remembrance of me. He knows exactly what we poor sinners need. Constant assurance that the accusations do not stand, that judgment has passed over us, that forgiveness is not imagined. Forgiveness has been delivered to you. This new Passover, the Lord's Supper, it's ours. It's yours. Here Christ unites us to his body and his blood. Here the victory of the cross is placed into you. Here a new status is given to baptism. You're forgiven, you're alive, you're saved, you're passed over. People, the medicine has been given to each of us. It's our medicine. It's our new Passover. It's from sin and death, we're healed. From judgment, you're spared. Tonight, each of us have been passed over. He says, take heed. Drink of it, all of you, for the forgiveness of sins. All I can say is thanks be to God. Amen.